On Fridays, the Business Report focuses on your money, and today we'll look at charitable giving. Donations for victims of Hurricane Katrina have already topped $1.2 billion. The money is poured in at an unprecedented rate. It's coming in even faster than it did in the days immediately following the September 11th terrorist attacks. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
More than 40% of the money raised for Katrina's victims has come from corporations, foundations, and very wealthy individuals. The remainder has come from the rest of us.
The outpouring of support we're getting from the American public, it's beyond anything we've ever seen before.
Laurie Reinhardt is director of disaster fundraising for the American Red Cross. That organization has received contributions or pledges of well over $800 million. A typical gift, often made via the internet, averages about $150. Kids, says Reinhardt, have made their own contributions.
There's so many schools doing collections, whether they're penny collections or dollar collections. My son's elementary school, I went to an event there and I had no idea. And there it was with give a dollar and the money was going to the Red Cross. The people who started that, three girls in fourth grade.
Two other charities which have received sizable Katrina donations include the Salvation Army and the newly created Bush Clinton Katrina Fund, which was the headline charity for this week's Monday Night Football on ABC.
NFL combined to bring you the ultimate Monday Night Football viewing party, all to help the victims of Hurricane Katrina. So you will see.
Viewers responded with pledges of more than $5 million to the charity headed by the two former presidents. The money will go to special funds established by the governors of Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi for long-term recovery efforts. The amount of money required to rebuild the Gulf region and aid its residents is staggering. The Red Cross estimates that it alone will need $2 billion. To put that into context, contributions following 9/11 totaled $2.2 billion. At this point, it's difficult to tell if the relief funds have been spent as wisely and effectively as they could have been. But as seen from the vantage point of one community activist in Mississippi, the response of the Red Cross was uneven. Geraldine Osborne says when Biloxi area residents had trouble getting aid from the Red Cross in their own region, she drove them 4.5 hours each way to get assistance in Columbus, Mississippi.
The American Red Cross in Columbus, they are really providing the services. They have volunteers that are real passionate. You can tell that they really love what they do. It's harder to see it here.
Asked about shortcomings, the Red Cross's Reinhardt said in part, when you have stretched resources, infrastructure damage, and inadequate cash when you're trying to give out money, it creates a less than perfect response. Stacey Palmer, the editor of the Chronicle of Philanthropy, which tracks charitable giving, says one big question that remains is whether charities will get all the money they need.
Whether people can actually afford to give as much as is needed is pretty tricky and will depend on how the economy goes. If it falters, then people will have a tough time making enough donations to keep this recovery going.
With respect to charities that aren't providing aid to Katrina's victims, Palmer says history suggests there may be small short-term dips in what they get. But if the economy stays healthy, charitable giving will remain strong across the board. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.